The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Heavenly Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forever. We will begin these services with prayer and thanksgiving. And dear Heavenly Father, holy and righteous God, by your grace we have been able to gather together here at Pudasjärvi Airport to spend the summer services here, your festivity. Dear Father, we thank you for this gift that we can gather yet today, gather together around thy word. We thank you for the gift of faith which you have given to us. This gift of faith protects us in this time, but also and above all, by faith, we will one day reach our home in heaven. Dear Father, we want to thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for his redemption work because of our sins. Dear Father, we ask that at these services you would open your word, reveal the Lord, the Redeemer, so that each of us could receive for our own heart peace. We could be refreshed and be comforted through your gospel. And so that at this summer festivity, we can leave these festivities to the midst of our daily life, having been blessed and strengthened in faith, and so that our hearts would not be loaded down with anything, that we could experience peace. Dear Father, at these services, your word will be spoken with many different gifts. Let your word touch all of us. Let your gifts be placed for the use of all, and in this way to construct your kingdom. But dear Father, we also ask that at these services, the gospel could also be a calling gospel, so that at these services and at all services, and all the sermons that are to be kept, there are those who are still searching for peace in their own heart and their conscience. Guide them to hear your word. Give them hearing ears and a heart to accept the gospel of peace. Dear Father, we pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. as the topic of my sermon and study, I will read from the Holy Word of God in the Bible, the text from the 10th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, from verse 34 to the end of the chapter. And the words are heard in Jesus' name. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him." The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and shew him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, "Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost, as well as we?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. In Jesus' name, Amen. We have been able to gather at these services, at the summer services in Pudasjärvi. There are tens of thousands of people here already. There are thousands in this service tent also. And we ask, why have we come to these services? Why have we placed ourselves before the Word of God? This portion talks to us through Peter about the most important matter of life, the matter of faith, and how a person is saved, and how a person receives peace into his own conscience, and how a person can reach eternal heaven from this world. Dear brothers and sisters, is it not so that we have come to these services to hear the word, so that we also want to reach heaven one day? Why have we prepared these festivities for many years? The same goal has been so that we could gather together to hear the word of God, and that we can also proclaim this word outside of the kingdom. The word of God is the foundation of our life, and this is what we want to proclaim. In this portion which we read, Peter speaks in a home. A man named Cornelius was a righteous, God-fearing man. His temporal life was in good shape, but he did not have the peace of God in his heart. The angel of the Lord approached Cornelius, and the angel told him where he could find peace. At the same time, God also approached Peter, a preacher of this gospel of peace, opened the way to the home of Cornelius. And in this way, Peter came to the home of Cornelius to hold services. Cornelius had invited close friends, family. And they held home services there. There were not too many people there. But in any case, the word of God was preached in this home. The main core of this sermon of Peter was the message of the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And at the beginning of our text, we notice a new perspective was opened. The gospel, the word of God, was brought among the Gentiles. In the sacristy, I asked that how widely is this word heard from these services. These sermons are sent around the world in 9 different languages. The sermons are broadcast via the radio throughout Finland. The work of the kingdom of God, this work of the gospel, and today, this word of God, with modern technology, this word is spread around the world. Here at these home services in the home of Cornelius, Peter spoke about the main matter of faith, the Lord Jesus Christ, and he brought forth how the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was here in time, during his public ministry, he did many miracles. He taught and he preached. He performed miracles and he mingled with the people in Galilee. In this way, he brought this message of God to be heard by man. Jesus fulfilled that task which God had given to him. And the main matters of this task came up here. First of all, Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit. We remember when Jesus was in the wilderness with the tempter. He won over this temptation, and he came to his own hometown. And Luke tells us about this. How Jesus, in the temple, held a sermon, and he preached. And there he, in his sermon, he said, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and for this reason he has anointed me and sent me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal broken hearts, and to preach salvation to the slaves, and to free those who are bound. This sermon and this speech and this teaching Jesus performed during his public ministry. But the main thing that happened on the middle tree of Golgotha which Peter also brings up here in this text, on the middle tree, the middle cross in Gethsemane, on Golgotha. He was killed and hanged on a tree. God's plan of salvation was such that his son, the Lord Jesus, would suffer death on the cross. He would fulfill the law which God had set. The Son of God atoned for the sins of all men, as it was in God's plan. And on the third day, he rose up from the dead. He won over the power of death, and he opened the way to the home in heaven. And in this way, this way of salvation is opened even to us and to every person who believes this gospel. The Lord Jesus Christ has died for my sins. Everyone who believes this gospel personally will be saved and can one day go along this way that is opened to the home in heaven. And then Peter brings up here how the Lord Jesus Christ gave a task to his own to preach the gospel to all men, to all nations. And as we mentioned already in the beginning, this gospel we are also preaching today here and during these days in Pudasjärvi. We, on our own part, want to fulfill that task which Jesus gave to his own, to preach the gospel of peace. And he commanded us to preach to the nations and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness that who through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. This was the core of the sermon that Peter held. And these listeners who were there at these home services, they believed this sermon personally. They opened their ears to hear, and they opened their hearts to believe. at these services, we can hear the word of God, and we can open our ears to hear, and we can open our hearts to believe. And this is our mutual will, and this is the will of God. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. This Cornelius, who was a righteous, God-fearing man, he also received the Holy Spirit into his own heart. That he was tried on the journey. He had prayed to God, and God had opened unto him. He was shown that Peter was the one who could preach to him this gospel of peace, of salvation. And now he believed it when Peter spoke these words to him. And he also brought forth that all those who were present believed. And in this way, the message of the gospel began to spread as the Bible speaks and as Jesus has spoken to all nations around the world. There was tension here, because according to the understanding of the Jews, the gospel belonged only to them. But Peter was shown from heaven a vision that he must not look at the form of man to whom this gospel is preached and must be preached. The gospel has been preached for hundreds and thousands of years, and it is still preached today. And dear travel friends, even at this moment, this gospel is offered, can be heard. We wish to speak of the good God, the dear Redeemer. You can own this gospel into your own heart. You can open your heart to believe. All your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the name and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. You have perhaps come to these services from in the midst of your everyday trials and temptations. You have come with perhaps a fearful heart. As a weak servant, I want to encourage you to believe. You can freely believe. You can dip strength for your own heart, for your own undying soul. You can be strengthened in your faith. There may be someone hearing this word who is bound in a sick bed, or because of old age cannot come here, does not have the strength to go to services. But we wish to encourage you also to strengthen also your faith. There, wherever you are, you can also believe. your own sins forgiven. In the name and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. This gospel belongs to all, as our text brings up. And what effect did it have when this Holy Spirit fell upon these listeners? And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, "Can any man forbid water, that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we?" The effect of the Holy Spirit was visible amongst these listeners in their hearts, but also in their life. They were greatly astonished, but also this, that they spoke with tongues, different languages. When a person receives the grace of repentance from unbelief, even their everyday tongue, everyday language, changes. Those curse words get left out. The words that they used to use, their attitude toward life changes. They have hope in their life. The Holy Spirit does much good, and it is visible outwardly. Often in services, especially previously, it could be seen that some of the service guests would praise God aloud. They would praise the Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in a visible manner. Their words of praise were visible and could be heard. But is it not so, dear brothers and sisters, that often, even though we are weak, we nevertheless in our hearts praise the Heavenly Father, that we have received this gift of grace, that we have been given the kingdom of God to live in here in the midst of this evil world. We have been able to experience what the essence of the kingdom of God is: righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And even yet is spoken here that when they have received the Holy Spirit, just as we have, that why should they not be baptized? Here also we can see that the Holy Spirit has come into their heart. They have received the gift of grace. Then baptism has its own place after this. This person is taken into the grace care of God. This believing person reinforces this covenant, which is between God and his own children. The child of God, in this way, even as in the case of the eunuch who accepted faith, and after that he was baptized, and the eunuch went away rejoiceful and spread this word. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. I am thinking in this way that when at these home services, God was able to do his work in the home of Cornelius. On the part of Cornelius, but also his family. They had an even greater hunger for the word, and they wanted that Peter would stay for a few days. We have now gathered for a few days here in at the airport in Pudasjärvi to spend these summer services. We have come to hear the word of God by the grace of God. We have a desire to hear the word of God. We have a desire to believe it personally, what is said in the word. And even though there will be many sermons held here, again and again, we want to come to hear the word. Why is it so? It is because we want this word can nourish us and refresh us and strengthen us in our own faith. The gospel is the power. He gives our undying portion the strength to battle against the work of the enemy of the soul. It gives us power and strength to put away sin when the enemy of the soul is victorious, is able to cause us to fall into sin. The power of the gospel guides us to these fountains of grace. And at these services, the fountains of grace are close by, dear travel friend next to you. Is a believing friend, a believing travel friend. This is how close the fountain of grace is. In the kingdom of God, everyone has the permission and the right to preach the gospel. We do not have to go far at these services to find the gospel. Often it is difficult and requires strength to ask personally for the forgiveness of sins, the gospel. But this gospel gives us strength for this also. And I am understanding that many matters will be sunk in the sea of grace at these services. And this is the will of God. For myself, I would like to ask, in many doubts and fears coming to this place, can I also believe my own sins and doubts and temptations forgiven? I wish to believe, together with you, dear travel friends, and to you children, you young people, I would like to address your hearts. This gospel is bringing to you at these services. It is good to be here. You can also believe your own sins, doubts, and temptations which the enemy of the soul has brought before you. You can believe them all forgiven in the name and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to the word. A certain brother who was older than me told me when I was going to the opisto to be with the young people to a youth evening. He said to tell those young people to go to the summer services to listen to at least one sermon each day. This is good instruction. In this way we can remain at the beginning of these services, we can remain in the comfort and the security of the gospel in Jesus' name and blood. sins are forgiven. In Jesus' name, amen.